Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Some people call me arguably, always like that term, arguably America's number one automotive radio personality. So you can argue amongst yourself about that. But one thing is for certain, I am America's number one car geek here, and I just love spending this time with you each and every week and talking about all things automotive. Joining us in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He is an outstanding guest, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of things. We're going to be talking about autonomous vehicles, electric vehicles. We're going to be talking about quality. The quality of vehicles continue to improve, and some of the leaders in that area are going to surprise some of you folks. We're also going to talk about the price of gasoline and just about everything else in between, including vehicles, perhaps, that he has driven in the last few weeks. And we are open to your phone calls and participation at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, and that's not only during the show, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Well, sliding up to the microphone right now is one of our regular contributors. This guy is an esteemed automotive journalist, to say the least, contributor to various publications and websites worldwide. He's also a contributor to NPR. He is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com and one of the nicest guys in the automotive journalist profession. Mr. Paul Eisenstein joins us live from the Motor City. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Bob. I don't know about esteemed, but I'm definitely steaming. It's a hot, hot mid-July day here in Michigan.
It can get very humid, as I am these days spending some time down here in Florida. And, boy, it can get very humid and definitely humid and... And Michigan go hand in hand, as does my hometown of Boston, and that combination of high heat and humidity can take its toll.
That it can, but it's also a good day to be driving. I have waiting for me to go for a run after we get off the air a nice Corvette convertible, which I'm going to do a review of.
Fantastic. I can't wait to get behind the wheel of the new Corvette C7, believe it or not. I still have not spent an entire week in one, and I can't wait to sample the Z06 variant, but we'll get your report, and everybody can read your report on your drive of the Corvette convertible at the DetroitBureau.com. But let's talk about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And speaking of fast vehicles, this is an interesting story. Of course, Dodge has had a big hit with their Hellcat engine in both the Challenger and the Charger, 707 horsepower, 650 horsepower. They've had to up the production multiple times. The Charger, for a while there, was the fastest sedan, 0 to 60, but electric automaker Elon Musk had decided that he wasn't going to let those folks from Dodge get away with that, so he came out with a model which he called the insane mode of his Tesla S. But now he is up the ante even further with a new mode, a ludicrous mode, which shoots this vehicle, this sedan, to 0 to 60 in just 2.8 seconds. Unbelievable, remarkable 0 to 60 times.
I tell you what, anybody still thinks of battery cars as slow and stodgy. Better think again if they ever get inside of one of the new Tesla P85D, the top-performing model. Elon Musk had a bunch of news for us the other day. One item during that news conference, by the way, almost slipped by. I actually had to contact the PR people later and say, did I hear this other thing that he didn't actually promote? And I'll tell you about that in a moment. So here's a summary of what came out the other day. You know, they had this insane mode that they launched just a few months ago, mm-hmm. which they claimed would launch the Tesla Model S P85D version as fast as a McLaren from 0 to 60. Mm-hmm. But apparently insane mode just didn't quite connect with some buyers. So they went to ludicrous, as they spell it, ludicrous mode, 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. And by the way, they hinted that they will have a ludicrous mode on the new Model X sport utility vehicle coming out later this year. That one, I'm sorry to say, will have to take probably somewhere around 3.3 seconds to get the 0 to 60 because it's going to be a heavier vehicle. Sad, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Now, the other news, they have now launched a new 90 kilowatt hour battery that you can upgrade if you have a Model S. And that one will give you, they're thinking that they'll be right at 300 miles of range on the highway. And then they launched a new P70 single motor unit. They had launched, you may recall, a P70D dual motor just a few months ago. Well, now they're doing a single version, which will become their new base car. A couple of little tidbits. One, they said that they expect to increase battery capacity, energy capacity, by about 10% a year. I'm sorry, 5% a year, which is significant. Let's see, what did they say? Oh, yes, here's a little tidbit, Bob. Did you know that they are going to bring back an all-new Tesla Roadster?
No, I did not, and that will certainly make a lot of folks happy.
Yeah, you may recall that the first vehicle they had was a Roadster, and it was based largely on a Lotus, very basic redesign with their first generation battery pack. There's been a lot of people that would like to see them come back with a Roadster, and Elon just sort of dropped it in the middle of his Q&A. But here's just something even better. Okay, so ludicrous mode, 0 to 60, Model S, 2.8 seconds. You ready for this?
Okay, I'm
even
ready.
Faster version. The Roadster is going to have the next level performance. I can't even imagine. I guess they're talking something closer to 2 seconds, 0 to 60. And, Bob, you want to guess what they're going to call it?
Well, they've come up with some good names so far. So, insane and ludicrous. What's this new one's gonna? What is it gonna be called?
Well, the next generation mode, the even higher performance mode, is gonna be called. Ready? Maximum Plaid.
Which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But
actually, it does. Now, here's a. You normally do a quiz. I'm gonna throw out a quiz. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so anybody listening, can you tell me what movie names like Insane Mode, Ludicrous Mode, and now Maximum Plaid come from? There is a movie that all this is borrowed from. So here we go, Bob. We're going to have to find a way to reward these people. But can anybody tell us where Maximum Plaid and all the others came from?
All right, now...
I said it. She went, that's from, and I could tell you what, I couldn't believe it. She knew it before I did.
Very good. And, yeah, it's starting to ring some bells in my head as well. Telephone-wise, if you've got the answer to Paul's question, we've got a telephone number waiting for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Ben is at the producer board at the master control. He's going to pick up the phone, and that's a good thing. Ben is one of the best in the business. We're going to slide into pit row and then more of Auto World after this.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein is our very special guest, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, one of the finest radio stations in all of North America with 50,000 watts of power at 800 on your AM dial. This is a legendary radio station. Years ago, it was a top 40 radio station, and Keith and the team there just do an incredible job, and I thank them so much for their loyalty to me and this program. program. We're talking about Tesla, which has announced lots of things in the past few days, including this ludicrous mode for their Tesla S and plans of bringing back a Roadster. That's what launched this company with an incredibly fast vehicle that's going to be called Maximum Plaid. And Paul has thrown out a question that these different names, the insane mode, the ludicrous mode, and the maximum plaid mode are a nod to a movie. What movie may that be? Giving you a little bit of a hint here. Telephone-wise, you can dial us up, 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobAlongRadio.com. Paul, let's just put it in perspective, since you and I have been doing this for a long, long time. I remember when a vehicle years ago, let's say 25, 30 years ago, a vehicle that would run 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds was considered world class. All of a sudden, in more recent times, we saw vehicles getting into the 5s and the 4s. Yeah, a handful got into the 3s, but now getting into the 2-second realm, the GTR from Nissan, the Bugatti Veyron, and to think that a sedan could get into that kind of acceleration space is mind boggling. We've come a long way.
Yeah, when we go back, 7-seater, no less, Bob. The Model S is and you're right. I had a little car show that they had down product. It really it was considered extremely sporty and very, very quick. It was 0 to 60 in about 8.1 seconds. Yeah, these days, exactly. You get a car that does A1, you know, it's basically in the stone pony category. I mean, we take some of the meter performing battery and hybrid vehicles, and they're doing close to that, never mind performance cars.
Yeah, it is so true. I mean, when you go back to the 1970s, I remember people saying, you know, a fast car will do 0 to 60 in under 10 seconds, but a really fast car, world-class car, under 6 seconds. But nowadays, minivans will run in the 6-second range. It's
right.
It's a whole new ball game.
Well, let's put it in another perspective. I remember doing an NPR broadcast a few years back where we were talking about the explosion in performance from a horsepower perspective. And I mentioned that at the time you had a whole bunch of vehicles that were coming out in the 400 to 500 and even 600 horsepower range. And, of course, now you've got 707 out of Detroit with the Hellcat models and 1,200 with the Koenigsegg and Bugatti and all that. But at that point, you know, 400, 450, 500 horsepower, not that many years ago, was still explosive.
Mm-hmm.
And the host paused, which is unusual on a, you know, on a network. See, and he turned to me and he said, can you put this in perspective for, you know, the average listener, not gearheads, obviously? And I said, well, consider it this way. You're now running 250 horsepower in minivans like the Honda Odyssey. A long pause after that, because when you think about it, remember when the 1980s, after many people, we were talking about a Mustang GT that was making, if I recall, about 185 horsepower. And that was considered just amazing.
Wow.
There were
stuff.
Porsches,
yes.
911s in that era that were only doing in the mid-150 range. And now you're talking about, you know, just everyday cars doing 200, 300, 400 horsepower.
It's remarkable. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 if you want to comment about the latest from Tesla or have a question for Paul or want to answer the question about these high-performance models from Tesla that are named after a reference from a movie, a very famous movie. Won't give it away completely. Insane mode, ludicrous mode, now maximum plaid mode. What movie are we referring to? 855-660-4261. Bob BobLongRadio.com. Whoever comes up with the answer, I've got, what have I got in the bag back here? Let's see. We've got We've got something from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We've got some wash drop samples, the new way to wash your car with one bucket of water, and we'll also get you a Haynes manual down the road. So those are three really cool prizes. So give us a call right now, 855-660-4261. Everybody listening in Utah, we'd love to hear from you on KDXU. It's been a while, so give us a call. Everybody listening down Fort Payne, Alabama, Mike Wallace's station, WFPA, give us a call right now. Everybody else listening worldwide at GCNlive.com or on any of our other great affiliate stations, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Let's talk about the Ford truck incentives. Of course, Ford made big news with this new generation Ford F-150, the all-aluminum-bodied F-150, won a lot of accolades and awards. But lots of people are saying that the incentives that they're putting out there is testimony to the fact that these aren't doing that well. What's the story behind the story of these incentives, and how is the new F-150 in its aluminum body doing?
Well, first of all, it's getting great reviews. You may recall it was named North American Truck of the Year just a few months back. And there's some debate about just how well the car is doing, the truck is doing. Ford claims that, if anything, they're having a hard time meeting demand, in part because they can't get enough parts from suppliers. However, they surprised people this past week when it was reported that they've been upping the incentives. I believe that on at least one model, they're talking about as much as $10,000 cash back. And a lot of folks have been wondering, is Ford struggling a little more than they thought? You know, a lot of the competition has been fighting. Chevrolet just launched a really humorous internet ad campaign. Howie Long, a 750-pound grizzly, and a bunch of comic nerds trying to tell you why you don't want the Ford. Bob, it's a little early to tell just how much the Ford folk insist it's not the story that's been made out. That's only on, for example, only on the high end in a couple select markets that they're offering the $10,000 incentives, and that their incentives aren't that much out of line in other markets. We're going to have to watch and see. I will tell you that Chevy's been doing very well. They actually closed the F-150, and there are some questions. Are Americans ready to accept this aluminum truck? I think we're going to have to wait probably to the end of the year, but the good news is in many markets around the country, if you're looking at a Ford F-150, check closely, because you may just find you can get a good discount.
A great deal. Straight ahead, more with Paul. We'll talk about gas prices and...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The music is from Billy F. Gibbons and ZZ Top. The rock and roll gearhead, my good friend Billy, saw him last out at SEMA in Las Vegas. Who would believe? I mean, I can't believe that I just, a middle-class kid here from Needham, Massachusetts, would end up being friends with one of the greatest rock and roll guitar players of all time. But it happened. Dreams come true. Go to Disney a lot, being down here in Florida, and they have this thing where dreams come true, dreams come true, and they do come true. But also, you must remember to support the advertisers on this radio show, because they're the ones that are pay my bills. And support all the advertisers on the radio station that you're listening to, or the network that you're listening to, because radio these days is a tough business. So please, we very much appreciate your support, and we very much appreciate a gentleman who has emailed us up with a correct answer to Paul Eisenstein's question about this Tesla high performance thing that they're doing with the Model S and an upcoming Roadster revival. Paul told us about the insane mode a little while back, and today he told us about the ludicrous mode for the Tesla S, which will launch the vehicle 7-passenger sedan to 60 in 2.8 seconds. That is just mind-boggling. And upcoming, they're going to have a new Roadster, which is going to have a super high-performance mode called Maximum Plaid. Patrick emailed me up, and Patrick is in the great state of Minnesota, and he has nailed it. Spaceballs. It's from the movie that Mel Brooks did in the 1980s called Spaceballs. Congratulations, Patrick, and we're going to send you out a token of our appreciation. I'm impressed, Paul, that one of our listeners came up with that. I definitely am. Let's talk about gas prices. Gas prices continue to remain unchanged nationally, despite oil drops. And this seems to be something that we see each and every summer, Paul. It seems like the oil companies tend to keep the gas prices up during the summer months. But what's going on here for 2015? Oh, we may have lost Paul. Inside story. Paul, you heard his phone breaking up during the broadcast. Paul is a, he is joining us remotely from a stealth location. I can't tell you where it is. It is in the state of Michigan, but this is where Paul goes to decompress. You know, it's not unlike, you know, when the president is in trouble, you know, they take the vice president and they put him underground, you know, in a bunker. So Paul is calling us from his equivalent of the vice president's bunker. And so it's a stealth place. I mean, I've sworn on a stack
Bob
of Bibles.
Not,
he's back. I was saying, like the vice president, you have this hideaway that you go to in a stealth part of Michigan, and it's kind of like the vice president. When the president is in trouble, they put him in a bunker. This is where you go to decompress. So it's a stealth location. And
it's
every now and then.
A bunker, but it is nice having a little place on the lake. Yeah. You know, you were asking about gas. And I realized on the way out here I needed to fuel up. Our gas prices in Michigan have actually dropped. We were starting to push up towards $3 a gallon again. We're down in the 260 to 280 range, and I wouldn't be surprised if we might actually see things drop some more before the end of the summer. This is a very curious time. Now, on the downside, it seems curious, Bob, that every time gas prices seem to fall a little bit, oil companies have these little problems with, a refinery seems to have a fire or has to change over or something. That's why California right now, you're seeing some places that are at $5 a gallon. But other parts of the country are down the low twos again. The good news is that there's all sorts of things worldwide that are helping drive down prices. The latest is this nuclear settlement with Iran. They're expected to start pumping a lot more oil into an already glutted worldwide market. And I've heard talk, and again, let's leave it at that right now, that oil prices, we're talking a barrel of oil right now, could fall as much as $20 a gallon. $20 a barrel, excuse me, just because Iran's sanctions are lifted.
Interesting, and we're going to have to see how that impacts the price of gas. I wonder, too, if, you know, with so many people now embracing hybrid technology and with the electric vehicles continue to expand in popularity, certainly there are only a minuscule amount of the vehicles being sold, but you know, these oil companies that are used to raking in the billions and billions and billions that they have for decades, you know, in the decades to come, they may be challenged by a lot of this new technology.
Well, yeah, they're being challenged in several ways. Now, one is that there are a lot of people who are beginning to drive plug-ins, regular hybrids, and, of course, battery electric vehicles. We're seeing a flood of new plug-ins. Especially at the high end, the luxury makers are rolling them out. I think Mercedes recently said they're going to put out 10 new plug-ins by 2017.
Mm-hmm.
BMW, Cadillac, Audi, all these guys are flooding the market with plug-ins, regular hybrids, and even pure battery electrics. But here's another reason why gas prices will be constrained. You know, we can listen and bitch a little bit, if I can say that on the air, about the corporate average fuel economy numbers. Well, the reality is, as even high-performance vehicles start to get better mileage, remember that Corvette Stingray that I said I'm driving, the version, gets as much as 31 miles a gallon in highway mode.
Remarkable.
And
remarkable.
So fuel consumption is dropping. As fuel consumption drops significantly, that means that oil companies are faced with a lower demand. And as demand drops, that is by, you know, classic supply and demand formula, that's going to drop the price. So the better your fuel economy, the less you're likely to pay.
That is so true. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And before we go any further, Paul, let's remind folks about all the wonderful information they can find 100% free at the website and all the cool stuff that you provide via email. You keep folks in the loop and you allow them to choose a la carte the way that they would like to receive that information.
Yeah, Bob, absolutely. Yeah, thedetroitbureau.com, you will find us covering every aspect of the auto industry, whether it's a review of the new Hellcat, a story on the latest from Tesla, industry news, supplier news. You'll find spy shots, reviews, everything you want to know about the auto industry. And you can get it live on the site or you can subscribe to a variety of newsletters. We'll inform you if you're a real car fanatic. We'll get you a headline update every time we have a new story, or once a day, once a week, even just once a month. We also have RSS feeds and, of course, Twitter feeds. And the best part, Bob, is it's all for free.
Oh, I wish so much more in life was free, Paul. It's just not fair, but that's the way it is. Let's talk about something that you and I get hit with all the time, and that's folks asking us about vehicle recommendations if they're in the market for a new vehicle. And one of the things that I like to say is, you know, throw out brand perceptions, because things have really changed. Throw out vehicle perceptions, just like you pointed out. I mean, who would believe we had Monty from Chevrolet, their communications director on the performance vehicle side, on a couple of weeks back talking about the Camaro and the Corvette. And he said the Corvette in lots of households is not the sole vehicle, but there are a couple of other vehicles. It's usually the mileage leader. Now, who would believe that?
Well, this is an interesting point. You know, there was this perception, there still is in many places, that the Japanese are the highest mileage and the highest quality. Well, the reality is, not to slam the Japanese, because there's some great Japanese products out there, but everything you thought you knew may be wrong. And in many cases, Detroit has the highest mileage. In some cases, you'll find that the Europeans or Koreans are up there. And that's one of the biggest shocks. We've had
Hold that thought, Paul. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the total quality.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise you down.
You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like CKLW AM 800, the information station in the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, Windsor, Ontario, and also on great radio stations all across the nation, border to border, coast to coast, around the world via GCNLive.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us. We're talking about vehicle perceptions, brand perceptions, and recently, within the last few days, the folks at Strategic Vision came out with their annual total quality study, and believe it or not, this is going to shock a lot of folks, but Fiat Chrysler, including the Dodge Charger, the Dodge Challenger, and the Dodge Durango, helped push the Fiat Chrysler organization to the top spot. That's going to floor a lot of people, because I recommend Dodge products to lots of folks, and they look at me like I got three heads. And it's a different ball game today, Paul.
Wait, Bob, there have been a lot of studies that have come out lately that have shocked folks. Okay, Total Quality Index comes out from a company called Strategic Vision out in California. They've been doing it for, what, about 15 years or so. There's another study that just came out almost exactly a month ago from Auto Pacific, a search firm that I happen to respect a lot out of California. And that was another quality study. And then, of course, we had the well-known initial quality study from J.D. Power that came out just a month ago. And all three of these studies have delivered some shockers. Two of them, the Strategic Vision study and J.D. Power, you ready for this? Put Hyundai and Kia up on top. In fact, according to Power, the only vehicle to have a lower number of problems, and those are defects, or they could be things that just make owners crazy, like bad or difficult to use the navigation systems. The only brand to outscore Kia was Porsche, and Hyundai came in at number four, only behind Jaguar. The other study I mentioned, they also put the Koreans at top. And people ask me, I had an editor at NBC, which I do some writing for. I'm their auto columnist, and they asked me, what the heck's going on here? How are all these odd companies getting up to the top? Well, here's one thing, Bob. we're seeing an era when mechanical problems, you know, classic things like busted transmissions or things like that, they barely happen anymore, at least not in the first year or two of ownership. And so a lot of times when you do have problems, there are little things like, well, that voice control system not working properly, or your touchscreen acting up or the like. That's changed the equation a lot. And the other factor which pushed Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler, to the top is when you start getting past just the question that broke and you ask people what they like, the things that surprise and delight, well, some of the brands that normally don't score well in classic quality studies surge to the top because people just like what they build. And the fact is people are really excited about a lot of products like the Fiat 500 or the Dodge Charger and the Dodge Challenger. Bob, I don't know if I've lost you or not. I can't hear you. Yeah, I'm
here. Evidently, everything's going a little bit sideways, but we are back here on Auto World, and I apologize for any connection problems on my end, and we're working to get Paul back with us, but we're talking about the different rankings by Strategic Vision, and best brand non-luxury goes to Ram, best brand luxury to Land Rover, and that's just a few of the vehicles. Paul is back with us, and he can give us more intense coverage of this story. A lot of surprise there. The domestics really did quite well in this strategic study, and again, people need to throw out some of those perceptions that they have accumulated over the years.
Absolutely, Bob, and I apologize. I'm not sure if the problem was on my end or yours, but did you hear any of what I had said before about these studies?
No, we did not, so why don't you read it?
Okay, well, I'll try to summarize this real quickly. First of all, there have been three studies in recent weeks that have come out, one from a company called Strategic Visions, another from Auto Pacific, both well-known research firms, maybe not as well-known to the public. And, of course, J.D. Power, which everybody, I think, knows these days. They've been very good at getting their name out. And all three of the studies have had somewhat different results, but the important thing is that they have surprised us by naming non-traditional brands. You know, we used to think that the Japanese were going to come out on top no matter what you did when it came to fuel economy and quality. Well, it's not the case anymore. So the Strategic Vision study talked about the top vehicles coming from the brands owned by Fiat Chrysler. I'll get back to why in a second. J.D. Power and Strategic Visions, their studies of the last month, had some of the top rankings going to the Koreans. I mean, who would have thought that Kia would have been second only to Porsche?
Wow.
In initial quality. In other words, number of problems in the first 90 days of ownership. And Hyundai was number four, just behind Jaguar, another brand you wouldn't expect to be in the top of the quality charts. Well, a couple things are happening here, Bob, and this is important for people to keep in mind. The reality is most cars that come out of the factory don't have problems. More than half of the people that fill out these surveys report no problems whatsoever. And the fact is, over half of the people that do say they have a problem, it's not a defect. It's not a classic defect like a busted transmission or a faulty engine. It may be something as simple as you don't like the way the voice control works when you try to plug in a navigation destination. So the definition of quality has changed. And a lot of studies now are looking at the broader picture. That's what the Strategic Vision Total Quality Index looked at. Not just what people get ticked about, but what excites them. And when you start looking at things like the surprise and bite features, more power, better mileage, a cool infotainment system, great design, and so on. That changes the picture entirely, and all of a sudden, companies that don't necessarily score at the top when it comes to pure quality suddenly zoom to the top, and that's why suddenly you saw all the Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler products winning in the Strategic Vision's Total Quality Index.
And which is going to surprise a lot of our listeners, because a lot of these listeners, as I was saying, you know, have memories of some of the Chrysler and other brands that were owned by Chrysler, the former Plymouth division, the Dodge division, you know, having significant problems. And again, those days are gone. And the Koreans, as you pointed out, have really surged in quality. Both Kia and Hyundai have really come a country mile, to use an expression that a lot of folks can definitely relate to.
Bob, and let me put this in perspective, even more perspective. And first of all, let's look at how these studies may conflict or seem to conflict. So J.D. Power put Fiat at the absolute bottom, the last of 33 brands when it came to quality. And that was based on the number of supposed problems, reported problems. Again, that may be a balky infotainment system. It may be a busted transmission, maybe wind noise, and so on. But when you look at that, half the people reported no problems. Half the people it involved typically report no problems. And even when you figure it out, when you look at the worst brands on the J.D. Power study, on average, you had about 1.5 problems per vehicle. About 150 reported over every 100 vehicles. So the number of defects are small. In other words, Fiat at the bottom of the list was significantly better than what the top lead, with the leaders in quality, say Toyota and Lexus, were just 10 years ago. So even the worst are far better than what we would have expected not that many years ago.
It is a golden age, so if you are one of the lucky folks that are out there right now looking for a new vehicle, you've got just incredible choices. And Paul Eisenstein, as usual, you're an incredible guest. We'll get you back with us real soon. Everybody check out the DetroitBureau.com. I'm Bob Locke. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.